In Ramallah today, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat convened the first meeting of the new Palestinian Authority cabinet. Arafat said he remains committed to the peace process and to reform. Workmen in Ramallah are repairing the damage caused by the latest Israeli incursion, which ended last night. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that the shadow of Israeli tanks continues to darken the prospects for Palestinian reform.
Outside Arafat's compound, the rubble from previous Israeli attacks is mingling with new debris. Two workmen dig dirt and stones from a crumpled Palestinian taxi, while nearby, two others use a bucket and pipe wrench to repair a broken water line. A couple of blocks away, 16-year-old Yazin Hamadani picks through what's left of his room. What was once a teenager's sanctuary is now open to the world. The windows are blown out and his shredded belongings are scattered everywhere. He says before dawn on Monday, the soldiers evacuated the building, saying they were about to shell the apartment building floor by floor because they had been told there was a terrorist inside.
I mean, we told them, are you positive there's a terrorist? They said, we're positive there's a terrorist. They bombed in and they come and searched. They said, oh, we're sorry, no one's there.
The army said it did arrest wanted Palestinians in the Ramallah raid and found two car bombs ready to go. Palestinians say one result of the repeated incursions is a circle-the-wagons mentality that's taking the focus away from badly needed reforms within the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib is the incoming Minister of Labor in the reshuffled cabinet. He says even before he gets down to work, he has the impression that the very real desire to challenge the old guard is being submerged by the struggle to maintain some Palestinian control over the West Bank.
In normal situations, I think yes. But in the current situations, the priority of everybody is the ongoing confrontations with Israel. And as long as we will continue in these different ways of trying to prevent the ongoing Israeli attempts to reoccupy the Palestinian territories, we will not witness much of significant fights and disputes between the different components of the Palestinian Authority.
Opposition lawmaker Abdul Jawad Saleh, a longtime proponent of reform within the largely ineffectual Palestinian Legislative Council, agrees that the Israeli army is the biggest problem. But he also says the new cabinet is a clear signal of two things, that real reform won't come from this old, allegedly corrupt leadership, and that Arafat has not given up a shred of his power.
I don't think that he did give anything, in fact. He didn't. It was a cosmetic change and he didn't leave anything for the people.
One issue that has consumed vast amounts of attention in Israel and Washington is the reform of the Palestinian security services. Both of the men viewed internationally as the power brokers, Mohammed Dahlan and Jibril Rajoub, have seen their popularity fall. But Saleh says the new head of security, Major General Abdul Razak Yahya, will offer no resistance to Arafat's desires.
I know him very well, and he is really the yes man for Mr. Arafat. So I don't think that he would have an independent role.
Another question that interests foreigners more than the locals is who would replace Arafat if he leaves power. According to the Basic Law, it's Abu Allah, the Speaker of the Legislative Council. But lawmakers say the PLO bylaws would supersede the law of the Palestinian Authority, and that means Abu Mazen, the secretary of the PLO Executive Committee, would take over. But these horse races over succession and who will control what Palestinian armed forces attract mostly yawns among Palestinians. Activist Mustafa Barghouti says the real issue is reforming Palestinian institutions.
What I can tell you is that Palestinians want more. They want better cabinet, they want better structures, they want better decision-making processes, and they want true democracy and true reform.
But radical Palestinian factions continue to send bombers and gunmen to kill Israelis, both soldiers and civilians, and Israeli soldiers continue their raids. At tonight's cabinet meeting, delayed 3 days by the latest incursion, Arafat promised he would name a date for new elections in the next few days. But the reform camp warns that if elections are held under siege conditions, Israel may find the winning candidates are the ones who take the hardest line in the struggle for a Palestinian state. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.